The student-run movie theater is creating plans for opening again with health and safety precautions to reduce any risk of spreading the coronavirus. That date for reopening, however, now depends on movie releases, says theater manager Cindy Fry.
Not only do we have the COVID-19 mandate delays in reopening due to the state, we also now are dealing with the availability of new films and when we're going to be able to gain access to that, which impacts our reopening opportunity.
Fry says one silver lining of the closure is they've been able to make some improvements, like repairing the projector. They're also installing plexiglass dividers at the ticketing and concession area. Staff will wear masks and gloves and implement a cleaning regimen, wiping down all the seats after each showing. And they ask that all moviegoers take precautions to maintain safety.
We are going to ask customers to wear masks when they do come into the ticketing area and the concession area. And then when they get seated in their family groups or in their social groups that they came in with, they in the theater itself, they'll be able to take that mask off and enjoy their popcorn. And we would like to maintain that 6-foot spacing within the theater itself.
Fry says they will be following state guidelines for reducing theater capacity, which shouldn't be a problem at the large theater. But people should get there early to get a favorite seat. In a typical summer, the venue shows movies on weekends, Friday through Monday. About 8 staff members, usually students, run the show. That means managing concessions, ticket sales, cleaning, creating the slideshow and trivia games, and making decisions on operations like what features to bring to town. Fry says the students have borne the brunt of the closure.
Often our conversations are about, hey, what are you guys saving this for? What are you working towards? And some are working towards maybe purchasing a big ticket item like a used car, or they're using it to spend on college, or others are just using it to pay for like their personal cell bill or, you know, their lunch money or to be able to go to the convenience store. And so I would say the biggest financial impact is just not having the money for them, because it is a good little part-time job for a lot of students, and it's a great starting point for training and a learning opportunity to gain, you know, those soft skills. They're so essential for a lifetime of working and employment and successful employment.
The theater is housed in the auditorium at the Petersburg School District campus. So Fry says, fortunately, they're not in the red financially due to rent payments like many other movie theaters. They did incur some costs with lost concessions, but hope to recoup all losses with a safe reopening in September. In Petersburg, I'm Corinne Smith.